We are going to unpack the situation right now as it stands in Australia, and I'm looking forward to welcoming back Rolene Marks, correspondent and journalist from Israel. It's so great to have you back on board, Rolene. Rolene, welcome to the Home Run.
Well, I'm very glad to be back, and I just want to thank the members of the community, so many of you, for your incredible messages of support over the last couple of months. I have really, really, really appreciated every single one of them. So happy to be back, and thank you guys.
Rolene, indeed. So many, the comment section has lit up. Wow, Rolene is going to be joining us, and I can just see the comment section still lighting up. We'll get to that a little later on. But Rolene, our main focus, this horrific event that transpired yesterday on Bondi Beach in Sydney. 15 fatalities, many injured. Yes, it's begged a lot of questions now from not only an Australian perspective, but from a global perspective. I'm going to put it to you. Where do you want to start to unpack this issue? And what does it mean, as I've mentioned, from an Australian perspective, but also from a global perspective, given such activity? What is transpiring right now? What are we really witnessing?
Well, I think we have to be very clear about who this attack was directed to. And I've been trying to gather my thoughts. As many of you know, I've spent some time in Australia during the course of this year, especially with the Sydney Jewish community, a community I know and love well, a very, very Zionist community, a very proudly Jewish community, and an extremely patriotic Australian community who are very, very proud, and rightly so, of their roots in Australia, of their contribution that they have made and continue to make to the country. But if I had to tell you that any of us were shocked by Sunday's events, that would be a lie. I think many of us have seen this coming, and we have warned about this for now over 2 years. On the 8th or 9th of October, on the steps of the Sydney Opera House, we heard those chants of "Gas the Jews," and there was no mistake of what was said after the atrocities and the attacks on the 7th of October. And let me tell you something, as a journalist who spends her life immersed in covering this war, covering the events of the 7th of October, speaking to the families, the survivors, the former hostages, the images that we saw from Bondi Beach took us right back to the 7th of October. Make no mistake who this attack was aimed at. And while I see people sending condolences to the Australian community, and absolutely rightly so, do not forget who was the intended target. And one of the frustrations yesterday was seeing many world leaders not mention the words Jewish, Hanukkah, and Jews. Now, we've been warning about this. We have said, when you chant things like "from the river to the sea," when you perpetually demonize the only Jewish state, when you reward the Palestinians with a state while Hamas is still in power in the Gaza Strip, when you shout slogans like "globalize the Intifada," when you allow anti-Semitism to continue on your streets, in your universities, and yes, in your media, unchecked. This is the result of that. We are not surprised at what happened on Sunday. Elderly people, Holocaust survivors, families, children, elderly women, the targets of that. Many of us are friends with Arson Ostrowski, who has become the face of this horrendous attack, who has gone to live in Australia with his family to fight anti-Semitism, has moved from Israel to give his family somewhat a safe life, and that is what they get.
Rolene,
the Albanese government.
Sorry, carry on. I thought you'd pause there. I'm so sorry.
Squarely lay the finger of blame at. We have warned. President Herzog warned. Prime Minister Netanyahu warned. The foreign minister of Israel, Gideon Sa'ar, warned. and countless Israeli members of Knesset and leaders have warned, do something about the inclement anti-Semitism in Australia, or we are going to see catastrophic results. And the result was this catastrophic murder, wholesale slaughter on Sunday morning.
Roland, you know, looking at the tabloids, looking at the reports coming in from, well, should we say, the prominent platforms, and how it's being reported, do you think that they've got the message now?
Well, it's interesting because I've seen immense coverage, but what I don't see is any soul searching. I've seen some spectacular mental gymnastics on social media by the pro-Palestinian, and I'm going to call them out because we have to now. This is not a time to hide. The absolute mental gymnastics to say that globalize the intifada mustn't be confused with what happened. Absolutely it should be, because we know in Israel what an intifada looks like, and we've experienced two of them. The murder of Israelis, predominantly Jewish, blown up on buses, in cafes, murdered in streets and in their homes. We know what an intifada is. So when you shout slogans like globalize the intifada, you are calling for violence against Jews. We saw just months ago the iconic Harbour Bridge become a festival of anti-Semitism. With those kind of chants, images of the Ayatollah, Hezbollah flags, Hamas flags, and the chants of globalize the intifada. We see it on the streets of capital cities around the world every single weekend, and I'm talking to you, London. We see it in world leaders who are feckless and do not want to do something about it because maybe they are pandering to sectarian politics or party backbenchers. And to the Jewish community of South Africa, you know, I work very, very closely with your organizations. You know how connected I am to you, and you know how much I love you. And now is not the time to hide. Now is not the time to cower. Now is the time to stand firmly and resolutely, especially as we light Hanukkah candles. And I'm coming to you from Modi Inn, the city of the Maccabees. Now is the time for every single one of you to be a Maccabee. We are here. We are not going anywhere. We are proud contributors to the countries that we live in. We are builders in the countries that we live in. And we will not hide.
Roland, one of the comments coming through is wonderful to hear you and your passion on radio again. Welcome home. And many people are so happy to hear from you once again, Roland. Certainly loud and clear. Your message that you've delivered regarding yesterday's horrific attack on Bondi Beach. Roland, it's been fantastic having you on here, but we've got to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run. Roland Marks, journalist and correspondent, reporting to us from Israel.